From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is the Coastline Candidate Interview. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. The town of Leland turned 28 years old this month. The current population, according to estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, is just under 19,000 people. That's growth of about 37% in just the last 6 years. Leland is part of the Myrtle Beach Metropolitan Statistical Area, despite its proximity to Wilmington. That was a major change for Brunswick County, which took effect 2 years ago. Arguably, the biggest challenge facing Leland Town Council is dealing with the rapid growth and the needs that come with a large influx of people. A quarter of Brunswick County's population is 65 and over, and it's likely that Leland, as a retirement destination for baby boomers, has a higher-than-average senior population. The Town Council has four members that serve staggered 4-year terms. The mayor serves a 2-year term. There are 5 candidates on the ballot for the 2 open seats this year. 2 of them are incumbents seeking re-election. Initially, 3 challengers tossed their hats in the ring. Now one of them, Shirley Lawler, tells us she is not actively pursuing her campaign. We will meet the 4 active candidates this week, 3 of them today. Each candidate talks one-on-one with me in the Coastline Candidate Interviews, answering my questions and yours. There are 2 ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday edition. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now. And remember, each candidate appears in only 1 segment. Today's candidates are joining us in an order randomly chosen before the show. Joining us now is Pat Battleman. She is one of the 2 incumbents. She's served 2 terms and is seeking a 3rd. She's lived in Leland since 2005. It was 2007 that Leland Mayor Walter Futch invited her to serve on the town's Code of Ordinances Rewrite Task Force. That led to running for town council in 2009. She is the current Leland representative on the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization's Transportation Advisory Committee. She served as vice chair of that committee from 2014 to 15. She also serves on the Wave Transit Operations Committee, and she's a member of the Transportation Demand Management Task Force, soon to be launched as Go Coast. And she's a member of the Wilmington Mayor's Task Force to study the feasibility of rail realignment. Pat Battleman, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. Happy to be here.
Why a 3rd term? What is it that you're involved in that you want to make sure comes to fruition?
The growth of Leland has been phenomenal. We have proceeded cautiously and have actually created a set of guidelines for ourselves that what we want to accomplish is managed growth, and at the same time we want to be able to focus in on the things that we are going to have under control to manage this growth, such as the infrastructure situation, traffic, affordable housing, the education of our area. Even though that is a county responsibility, we're very much interested in that. And, of course, economic growth. Economic growth is what is so important to us in the future of our town. And that's something that it's been in my desire to get that moving along and get us some more jobs for our area. I think that's absolutely critical.
We'll get to infrastructure and economic growth in just a moment, but you've spent so much time and effort on transportation issues around the region. That seems to be a particular area of expertise for you. Now that the causeway's open, what are some of the other transportation improvements that people traveling between New Hanover and Brunswick counties can expect to see?
Well, I think as most people know, the I-140 that provides another bridge crossing the Cape Fear, that's supposed to be ready for use sometime end of November, maybe beginning of December. And we expect that to make another huge impact, just as the expansion of the causeway did. As far as what I'd like to see us do in Leland to address our traffic issues going forward is we need to start thinking about where we're going to improve the current roads that we have. For instance, Village Road, we did some work on it a few years ago, but then we had to postpone doing the second phase of that so that we could put that money into the causeway. Well, now I want to put that back on the front burner, the widening of the rest of Village Road. Also, I'd like to put the widening of Landville Road on there and the widening of Old Fayetteville Road. I think having four lanes instead of two is going to make a huge difference for getting our growing population to be able to move around better.
You mentioned economic growth as an urgent part of your mandate at this point. Leland theoretically would have a leg up when it comes to attracting businesses with higher paying jobs, and that's partly because it seems to boast a higher than average education level. According to the Leland Master Plan, almost every age group, this is not just retirees, exceeds the high school and bachelor's degree statistics for the state, county, and neighboring Wilmington. That was a surprise to me. It's not just the older, more affluent retiree population coming here.
Correct.
So how is Leland using that information? Because right now the businesses that we're seeing coming in do not carry those kinds of jobs.
No, that's correct. Right now it's primarily retail. However, what is growing, and impressively so, is the medical field, because we have a growing campus at Brunswick Forest. We have Emerge Ortho coming in with a surgical center. We now have dialysis facilities. We have more of this coming into our area, and those jobs, of course, our professional jobs. And soon we're going to have a nursing home. We'll be looking for hiring there. But one of the things that we're working on with Wilmington is on Innovate NC. And what we are trying to do through collaboration is to bring in or entice the marine bioscience industry. We think that Leland is well suited for that, and that's what we've been trying to, you know, get a good grasp of and work with our fellow Wilmingtonians and others to attract that new industry.
How is Leland well suited for the biomarine bioscience industry?
I think the availability of the land in order to build the facilities that they would need is something that we have available. The fact that we're right there on the river, and the fact that we do have local talent, as you say, who would be suited to those kinds of positions. So I think that's, and it's obviously something that is going to make a big impact on the whole country, is that segment of the industry.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three candidates for Leland's Town Council. Pat Battleman is taking your questions on this live Wednesday show. She's here for one segment, and you can get your question in by calling us at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. Ashley writes, the town of Leland has only 1,500 water customers, yet they erected a $2.6 million water tower that cannot be filled above 10% capacity. Now, an additional $1 million will be spent for a booster pump, piping, electrical, and installation. That adds up to $2,400 per customer. How can that expenditure be justified for 1,500 customers out of more than 20,000 citizens, especially since, I don't think it's quite 20,000, but especially since Leland was offered access to a water tower about a half mile away?
We are taking care of the areas that we are responsible for. Brunswick Forest, of course, they decided that they wanted to be under the town of Leland as far as water and sewer services are concerned. And we are now going to be entering into Mallory Creek Plantation. It's not just 1,000. Believe me, there will be a lot more. And the situation with the water tank, people have said that there's no water in it. Well, of course, that's foolish. There is water in it. And there is a sufficient enough amount of water in it, because the folks in Brunswick Forest couldn't turn their tap water on and get water out of it if there weren't.
Is the town of Leland in competition with the water and sewer utility H2GO?
We're not in competition. Brunswick Forest developers initially had the sanitary district's service, but they were very unhappy with the fact that the sanitary district was basically trying to price gouge them. And so they went back to the original documents where Leland, had accepted the Brunswick Forest PUD. And there is a clause in there that says that Leland will provide the water. And that is how we got into the water business.
Is this one of the reasons that the town of Leland opposes H2GO's push to build this $30-plus million reverse osmosis plant?
The town is very concerned about the management of H2GO. They rushed into this RO theory, and not to say that RO is not a good idea. Everybody wants clean water. We all do. But if you work together as a region to come up with the right solution so that everybody gets clean water, not just 10,000 customers, that's the way to go. And there are some candidates running for H2GO who actually have a very sound plan that could be implemented to provide clean water at a significantly less amount of money than $33 million. That's a lot of money for 10,000 customers to be responsible for. And statements to the effect that anybody can run an RO plant, that's a foolish statement. Anybody who says that an RO plant is the only way to go, that is not thinking clearly as to what other technologies are out there. There's just an awful lot to this issue, and I would really like everyone to try to keep an open mind.
So if the town of Leland is moving its water service into places where previously have been served by H2GO, does that mean you're going to wind up preventing H2GO from a customer base, from any kind of growth in terms of its customer base?
They have an opportunity to continue to grow. They've got Compass Point. And there'll be other developments coming in other than Brunswick Forest. So they still have an opportunity to grow. However, sanitary districts were created years ago really to serve rural populations. They were not created to serve big populations like Leland's about to get.
Do you, Pat Battleman, think it's time for H2GO to go away and get folded into Brunswick County or the town of Leland?
Personally, I would like to see that, because I think you need to consolidate everything we've read and learned through our government classes that we've taken and through articles that we've read, people that we've talked to. You really, with the financial situation that we have, you have to make the most out of the income that you have from your tax base. And consolidation, regionalization, makes so much more sense than trying to do things independently.
And we only have a few minutes left, so I don't want to spend too much time on the water issue, but I do have to ask about Gen X. We hear that H2GO is building this reverse osmosis plant. We've heard from scientists that's the best method for removing Gen X and similar chemical compounds from the water supply. What's Leland's answer to that?
We are trying to what we want to do is first see how the testing goes with CFPUA's granulated activated carbon process. If it turns out that RO is the absolute ultimate only way to eliminate every single contaminant, even unknown contaminants, then fine. But we maintain that there's a way to do that without building a $33 million plant. For example, if you put an RO plant, one of these small units, in every household, and you give them a voucher to put that in there, you're going to spend $4 million instead of $34 million.
So that is one possible solution for Leland, you're saying, is to just
Correct.
Let every household install its own.
Through the water utility. The water utility would be the ones to provide that.
And is that something that would be completely paid for under this plan? Because certainly there are folks who can afford that, and there are other folks who couldn't afford to put anything towards
that. We're already spending $34 million, and that's money coming from people who can't afford it. So in this case, you would be getting a voucher from the water utility to put in this unit.
Finally, number of sewer overflow incidents, primarily in Magnolia Greens. It doesn't sound like the Department of Environmental Quality is very impressed with Leland's response to this handling of the issue. According to the Star News, they made recommendations that weren't followed. Do you have a quick answer for that?
Quickly, we are working on it. We have plans. We are raring and ready to go.
And that's our time. Pat Battleman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back, we'll meet Sandra Ford. And we're taking your questions during this live Wednesday discussion by phone at 910-343-1138, via email at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.